CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden strongly condemning the violence at Donald Trump's campaign rally yesterday in Pennsylvania.
A former president was shot, an American citizen killed, while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing. We cannot, we must not go down this road in America.
In his primetime address from the Oval Office, he spoke on the need to lower the temperature in our politics. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
That demand curve for aggressive rhetoric, because you're fighting up for something that's so important, is part of this equation. We are all wrapped up in that equation. The president tonight is asking us to consider our own involvement in that equation and reflect and possibly start anew.
Around the world, the assassination attempt of a former American president has emotions high. Correspondent Ian Lee with reaction from international leaders.
While President Trump has had a rocky and at times tense relationship with many world leaders, the condemnation of political violence was unanimous. A spokesman for Xi Jinping said the Chinese leader expressed his sympathies for Trump. And Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov wished Trump a speedy recovery.
Meanwhile, the Republican National Convention kicks off tomorrow, and former President Trump has already arrived in Milwaukee. The Secret Service assures us security is extra tight.
So we are confident that in the security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go. It's been an 18-month process. We've worked together over that 18 months to develop operational security plans for any and all aspects of security related to this event.
About 5,000 protesters are expected near the convention center tomorrow, part of the coalition to march on the RNC. The organizers said they don't plan to modify their march or messaging, which they've been organizing for several years. Actress Shannon Doherty has died after losing her battle with breast cancer.
VH1 listed Shannon Doherty as fifth among the 100 greatest teen stars. Credit the TV drama Beverly Hills 90210 for making her so popular.
I'm Brandon's sister.
The actress also kept busy in films such as 1995's Mallrats.
I've never met a person who lives in as much fear of his mother as you do.
She even had a short-lived reality show, Breaking Up with Shannon Doherty. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And just in time for your kids to send their graduation thank you cards out, the cost of a forever stamp has gone up by a nickel to 73 cents. It's the second time the U.S. Postal Service has raised the cost this year. The forever stamp first came out in 2007. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Next time you check your oil, you might not have to raise your hood.
Next time you check your oil, you may not have to raise the hood.
The dipstick is slowly disappearing from the automobile engine.
Automotive news writer Richard Truitt says some car makers are replacing dipsticks with sensors because most drivers just aren't into engine maintenance.
A lot of people are not checking their oil, even though they probably should.
Sensors can warn people to add oil. That can prevent engine problems. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Despicable Me 4 has set a record. It was the number one at the box office again, earning 13.6 mil. It's the sixth installment in the Despicable Me franchise, and those cute little yellow minions have helped to make it the first animated franchise ever to reach $5 billion at the global box office. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Severe thunderstorm watch continues this evening for large hail and damaging wind gusts. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy overnight. Lows only low 70s. Upper 80s tomorrow. More storms in the afternoon that could be strong. It's 82 right now.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Helping me. From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a blonde. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Stick around. China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
I'm in no hurry, I can take my time, oh man.
forever.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sometimes
till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother.
I'm feeling so was the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Sailing in the sea. We're always happy lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da.
Don't be slow. No, 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 no. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, 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 no. And I don't know. Conversation. Oh, no, no, no.
Yours too. Just
trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Better.
Take a good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Stay. No horror was here. us home. The sailors said, bring me in. You're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Yeah, Brenda used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging. Down.